This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 26th of January. In Pakistan's Qaid-e-Azam Trophy, it is Group 2 leaders Rawalpindi who have the upper hand after 2 days against Abbottabad. Umar Wahid hit 183 and led them to an impressive 498 for 9 declared in their first innings. Wahid added standards worth at least 100 with Awais Zia and Zahid Mansur. Adnan Mufti and Hamad Azam then also contributed half centuries. Abbottabad then faced 13 overs in their first innings prior to stumps and closed on 38 for 2. Second place Karachi Whites took over from a shaky start to close on 178 for 5 in reply to Bahawalpur's 362. They had slipped to 17 for 3, but Awais Rahmani hit 64 not out and fouled allowing 47 to mount a fight back. Cameron Hussain early hit 139 for Bahawalpur after they had opted to bat, with Usman Tariq and Rehan Rafiq hitting 50s. Atif McBull was again the pick of the Whites' attack, showing figures of 5 for 113 from 33.1 overs. Hyderabad lead by 94 runs after 2 days against Faisalabad. They closed on 27 without loss after earning a first innings lead of 67. Asad Ali had started the match well for Faisalabad and took 5 for 54 as Hyderabad were all out for 254. However, Faisalabad quickly slipped to 18 for 4 in reply and could only mount a partial recovery before being dismissed for 187. Group 1 leaders Karachi Blues are in control after 2 days against Lahore Ravi. They already lead by 37 runs after reaching stumps in their first innings on 298 for 4. Opener Fakhar Zaman did the early scoring with 70 before Akbar Ohraman picked up the baton, ending the day with 116. Lahore Ravi had been all out for 261 on day one, mainly thanks to captain Imran Farhat's 127. Quetta and Silcott are evenly matched after 2 days, with the latter closing on 201 for 7 in reply to the former's 232. Najaf Shah had been the pick of the Quetta attack, turning figures of 5 for 52, with Nair Abbas then sparking a collapse when they batted. Openers Bismillah Khan and Mohibullah had added 122, but Abbas took 4 quick wickets as 7 wickets fell for a cost of 72 runs. And Islamabad lead by 17 runs at the close of day 1 against Peshawar. 16 wickets fell today, with Iftikhar Antum taking 5 of them, helped bowl Peshawar out for just 103. Afaq Ahmed then took 3 for 12 in Islamabad reply, and they reached stumps on 120 for 6.